12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Welcome to episode 3 of Unquiet Blood Hellfire, a game of Vampire 5e. I am your GM, Mac Beauvais, and I have some players with me that get to introduce themselves. Let's start with Michelle.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and I am playing Blanca Santos, who, is kind of a mean girl, and I like it.
Hello, I am Wes Otis, and I am playing Simon Vance, and he's kind of a mean girl, and I like it.
Hi, I'm playing Trix, short for Bellatrix, and she is just a neutral party and is very good at her job and doesn't understand all the politics.
Hello, I am Pooja, and I'm playing Rithika Chaudhry, better known as Malice, and she is very interested to know who the fuck these people think that they are, that they could just ghost me with no consequences.
Before we start, please consider supporting the show through Patreon or on ko-fi.com, spelled ko-fi. Now, on with the show.
Speaking of consequences, let's talk about what happened last time. Everybody discovered that there is another club opening up across town called Crypt Club. And there's very little information about it, but it does seem like they have been sniping some of the potential talent away from Malice and the Hellfire Club in general, which made for some unhappiness. There was some staking out of the place by Simon, who saw that the comings and goings were pretty on par with Hellfire, and it seems for all intents and purposes to be a very similarly veined, vampire vein, club. There was a number of auditions taking place at Hellfire, and one of them happened to be with Maud, who is an ancient vampire, who name-dropped Niven Romero, who seems to be the one in charge of the goings-on at Crypt Club, and also is former Camarilla. That's where we're going to pick up, is Maud has just left Hellfire, kind of dropped this little knowledge bomb unintentionally as she was whisking her way out the door. And now it's up to y'all to figure out what you want to do about it, if anything. The timing right now is you've had a number of auditions throughout the evening, so you probably have a few hours left until sunrise.
I think I'm still staking out the other place. I don't think I'm there with them.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, I'm pretty sure Simon isn't there, but the other three, I believe, are in the same location and got the same information. And I believe Trix was eavesdropping, mostly.
Yes. Yeah. I was in the old control room and definitely on surveillance with my buddy Stu. Did I call him Stuart? Yes. No. Stanley? He's my best friend. Stuart. Yeah, I remember it. Yeah, so I've heard this Niven Romero. And I want to put Stuart on identifying perhaps any cohorts or past maybe connections that we might know of as fellow bad guys. So I want to know if I can tap any of my previous just vampire connections / steward connections. I just realized I have zero politics skills, so
I was trying to pull up. I was thinking if you wanted to do a roll about it to try and like pull some knowledge from the back of your brain of what you may have heard. And Stuart will do some looking as well. But let's do an intelligence and pick either politics or academics.
I've got zero in both of those.
Okay.
But it's okay.
That's fun.
Yeah, no, hey, make it exciting. And intelligence, I only put two. I'm thinking, why did I do that for this character? Put a lot in resolve.
That's okay. It's still going to be you're just trying to do memory recall, so it's going to be a difficulty of sixes.
Okay.
So you still have a pretty good chance of remembering something.
Right. Yes. Okay, here we go. Don't mind all the clattering. Sorry, Audio Wes. All right.
As opposed to regular Wes.
Audio Wes.
Yeah. It's in the future. Just want him to know I'm thinking about him. I apologize.
It's his alter ego.
Okay, so going with two. That's all right. Here we go. Blah. Oh, okay. Of course one falls off. I got 1-7 and 1-6 exactly.
Okay, so that's, you got two successes. What you remember from discussions is that not terrifically long ago, although it's all relative in vampire terms, the Camarilla were disbanded. So they have been kind of fought back. There's issues with the Inquisition. There's issues with other vampires, anarchists, as it were, within the vampire community that really made that power structure fall apart. And to your knowledge, there's no functioning Camarilla anymore. So it's interesting, though, that somebody that would have been powerful and up there with the Camarilla is making some kind of play at this point. So it's, worth noting that it's interesting because you haven't really heard anything about them in a while.
All right, cool. So I gleaned that it's particularly of note that, and he might be allyless, but I don't know, but that might be what's going on.
But you don't know? Yeah, just that the Camarilla is kind of pissed off into the ether, and it's unknown whether or not there's still loyalists out there or not. There's some people that still pine for the days of the Camarilla, but there's just not enough information at this point. It's just the first time that you've heard that really pop up recently.
Okay. All right. And I wonder if Stuart as... Well, we're both Bruja, but Stuart might have better skills than me. Might know of maybe possible informants we could go to later within, like... Because the Bruja are full of, like, anarchists and people want to fuck shit up. And people who have been bombing their own... their own safe havens for a while, so can I roll about that?
Actually, that's more of a Stuart roll. Let me think about where he's at. His tech is going to be pretty high, so he's going to be able to dig up connections more easily, probably. Would you like to roll for Stuart on Stuart's behalf for me?
Yes.
I'm going to give you 4 dice.
Oh, dang.
For Stuart. And it's going to be difficulty 6s, and you can tell me what you rolled.
Nice. Da-da. All right. I've got 2 fails, 2 successes. Yeah. 8, 7, 2, and 50.
Okay.
I said 50 again.
So tired.
It's okay. I believe in you. And Stuart sort of sits there and thinks for a minute, and hold on a second, boss. And picks up his phone, starts scrolling through contacts. I don't know if this is really going to help you. I got a number. I'll send it over to your phone for Jillian Soros. She was in the Camarilla, but might know some more than we do. I haven't really talked to her in a long time, but worth reaching out, I guess.
Excellent. Thank you so much. You're the best, Stuart.
I do what I can. And he goes back to watching monitor, sipping his mug of blood.
I definitely clap him on the back too hard.
Easy there, boss.
I'm sorry.
Let's cut away real quick to Simon.
Okay.
Your phone bloops at you. It's Conrad from San Diego.
Oh.
And he has been doing some digging, wasn't able to find out too much about the other vampire, anarchists that destroyed the club. However, he did find out that the Inquisition was in town, and they'd been dealing with some Inquisition incursions as well, which is kind of a red flag because the Inquisition's been also a little quiet since the Camarilla disbanded.
Okay.
So it's worth noting that they're kind of players on the table again.
All right. That is very interesting. I thank him. I said, your suit's on the way. One thing I thought would be kind of funny and fitting is that even though back in the 70s, Jean helped them with getting suits and trying to look better, they never get the fittings quite right. So all Nosferatu wear like ill-fitting suits.
Oh, I already assumed
that. Yeah, they're all just, they're a little too big or a little too small in places. It's just not good. So I thank him.
And he mentions he's going to continue to do some digging for you, but so far there really hasn't been a lot. No, nobody's really talking right now.
And I say, that's great, and I appreciate your help on this. We all have to stick together. And I look back over at the club. Is anything going on over there? Is there anybody that I can see?
It's really business as usual. Like I said, you kind of see some people going in and out, trying to think. There's not really anybody that you, like, immediately recognize, but let's do a wits and awareness.
All right.
See if you can glean anything else. Difficulty is going to be sixes.
Okay. So I get 5 dice for that. Let's see. I got a 9, an 8, and a 7.
Oh, good.
Wah.
So when you really stop and start looking at the people going in and out, it's sort of a mishmash. It's very much Vampire Activity. You know that much. You get the feeling, because you know a thing or two about fashion, these people are largely well-dressed and kind of a step out of time as well. There's sort of a weirdness about the fashions that gives you sort of an idea that at least a couple of the people coming and going are of a much older generation that has the means to dress the way they want, but still hasn't quite left the past behind.
Right. Okay.
So this isn't just young upstart vampires.
How about in Los Angeles with the Inquisition? They've kind of disappeared all over the place until this recent blip in San Diego, is what you're saying?
Yeah, the Inquisition's always an issue, but it hasn't been as prominent since the Camarilla disbanded, because that was the one power structure that they had the most knowledge of to go after. So everything is a little every man for himself right now in terms of structures within the cities.
With my phone, I want to try to take some pictures of some of these vampires coming in and out so that I can do some background checks on them. I don't want to like walk up and introduce myself quite yet. I want to find out more.
To make sure that you're not being
Scoped.
Let's do a dex and stealth or subterfuge, whichever you've got more dots in.
Okay, so subterfuge, I got 2. Stealth, I have 3. Jesus, all right. I made this character very sneaky. 2, 3. So I get 6 dice for this one.
Holy crap.
This is your stuff now.
This is your bag.
Yeah, this is where I excel. So, 6s, did you say?
Yeah.
So 2 6s and a 9.
Okay. You are definitely able to snap some photos a la paparazzi style from your phone in the car. And you manage to get some pretty good snaps where you get some faces. Nobody that you recognize right off the bat. But I'll say with 3 successes, you got 3 really good photos where you've got faces that could be ID'd. One that is somebody who looks particularly well-dressed. And 2 people that look a little more average.
Okay, once I get those pictures, I get out of there. I don't want to push my luck with getting caught. And if I have enough time, I'll head back to our club. If I don't, I'll head back to my haven.
I think you're probably going to have to head back to your haven.
Okay, that works.
And before we wrap for this evening, Malice and Blanca, do you want to do anything before sleepy time? Give me a chance if you want to have any conversation or make any calls or do anything.
Well, now that we know that Niven is one of the old guard, that I think opens up lines of, well, not attack, but at least information gathering. Would you like to head over there with me tomorrow?
Yeah, I would love to. I think that we need a lot more information because, I mean, okay, it's a rival club. Great. Fine. Competition. But if it's just a rival club or if it's a rival club like ours with our same purpose, then that's an issue.
Yes. And there's definitely a line between competition and what was that movie? Single White Female.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think tomorrow we'll gather some information.
Oh, I do so love getting out of the house.
Okay, so everybody's going to rest for the evening then?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, we get to do everybody's favorite then. So it's, you know, you sleep, everything is okie dokie, and rouse checks. It's that time. See if you are hungry or not.
It's 6 and above, right?
Yeah.
Got an 8.
7.
I am hungry.
Okay.
I got a 9.
So you're good. All right. And that's for you all to do with as you will. You all get a group text from Rafi checking in on the agenda items for the week to see if there's been any progress.
I text back saying that we're working on upgrading the exterior security, etc. Like with the, we talked about infrared sensors. I thought that was pretty actually decent idea. So I put that in the update. And then also that we're working on profiling some new persons of interest in the area. I'm assuming that Rafi wants it succinct and clear and not all the details.
True.
Over text, that is. Yeah.
Yes. But they're not very good at texting. They text you back persons of interest with a bunch of question marks. And you're all receiving these text messages as well. This is all a group.
Of course it is.
Yeah. I'm having flashbacks to my boss.
As a much younger vampire than them, I'm just like, oh God, they should get an intern or something to be doing this. And also I'm still in bed, definitely texting like on my belly, like, oh, sorry. That groan for audio listeners was just me, both thumbs on the phone, rolling my eyes. Pure teenager. Yeah. So I'm just like, persons of interest is a generic term that can refer to either people of passing suspicion or criminals with known history. It's a just, we're building our profiles. But I say that very politely in text.
Mm. Does anybody else chime in on this thread?
We have our entertainment lined up. Expect Maud to come with a rider. We should meet it. It'll be quite the feather in our cap.
Rafi just texts back, make it happen.
Always.
I let him know about the truth-telling room. Because I don't want, you know, my bosses to go in there unawares.
And I know I'm the lowest on the totem pole, so I'm just saying, keeping up with social media, and you know, every day I post 5 or 6 things throughout the day about innocuous shit that, look at this picture of blah blah blah, hellfire, you know, that kind of stuff.
And Rafi texts back to everybody, zoning clearances, and again a bunch of question marks. And then any updates?
I forgot who's taking care of that.
I think that was me.
Oh yeah, nobody's been taking care of it, but it was on the agenda, so He's ticking all the boxes.
I just say, still working on it, red tape.
And that seems to satisfy. You get a bloop, thumbs up emoji. And y'all are free to begin your night as however you want. I don't know if you all want to come together at the club or be in separate groupings, or that's all up to you.
Well, before I do anything, I'm going to send some emails about those zoning clearances and see if we can get the ball rolling.
Yeah, because there's some questions about the light and noise coming from the club and potential residential nearby, and it really is a red tape thing. But I'll keep you posted on how they respond to your emails about these clearances.
I would like to find out if the people who ghosted me were also Camarilla.
How would you like to go about finding this out? Because that's not something they're going to put on like a resume.
No, but
special interests, former Camarilla.
But I'm wondering if, like, between myself and Tomas and their history of like who their patrons were, if they had former patrons or where they were performing, and if we can dig up any kind of I'm trying to think of what the term is, but like, you know how like when one person knows all of them?
I mean, it's going to be hard to dig up that info. Like, vampires are a little more close to the vest about their comings and goings,
yes.
Especially over so many, you know, potential years.
And especially when their patron may have been falling out of favor.
You're going to have to do some real digging. You can either put Tomas on it or you can start making some calls, but it's going to have to be some legwork to find this out.
I think maybe like have him research too, and I'll take one who seemed like he can do some of the digging on the ones that are like the newer ones. And if there's one who's like older or more famous, then I will take that one.
Sure. Because obviously Maud was your kind of big old famous one. I don't know that you had here. I'm going to roll a die about something. Let's see if you had somebody else older on there, if they were all more contemporary, because vampires continuing throughout time, it's very hard because they have to keep reinventing themselves. So
yes,
it gets a little muddy.
Like Madonna.
Okay, right. So Madonna is no. actually, I like that. Okay, so there is not Madonna herself, but there is a vampire that goes by Madonna who loves to bitch about the fact that, you know, that other whore stole her name. But she's been doing things for a while and makes some pretty big claims about why she has taken on the name Madonna and is quite old at this point. So that would be, everybody else is going to be a little bit more new and young, but this is the one other older vampire that's maybe not quite as old as Maud is, but is still, would have been around when the Camarilla was in full swing.
Okay, great. So I'm going to specifically dig into Madonna's history and see if I can't figure out if the reason why she ended up at the Crypt Club was because of contacts within the Camarilla.
Gotcha. How do you want to go about doing that? Are you going to call directly?
No. That bitch is dead to me. Okay, so I would have known Madonna from both reputation and also, and possibly that we had like a mutual friend who once introduced us, like an admirer of her, someone who had followed her career, like, you know, mega fan.
Gotcha.
I rolled a die for it. I was like, do I know someone who, how did I meet this woman?
Sure. Let's say there's a mega fan that you know of because they are mutually your mega fan as well, named Javi.
Okay. I'm going to contact Javi and see what I can mine dirt-wise from him.
Okay. You going to call?
Yes. Yes, I'm going to call him.
Okay. Well, they definitely have your name on their phone book, so it's going to pop up, and you hear sort of this like breathless like,
hello,
Javi, darling.
Hi.
Hello. It's quite sudden, I know, but I know that you follow the scene.
But you mostly, of course.
As it should be. But you know that I'm opening the Hellfire Club.
Yeah, I know. I'm waiting for opening night. I can't wait.
It will be fantastic. And I did hear that there's quite the VIP package being offered.
Really? How? Where do I? Is there a pre-order open?
I'm sure that it's there on the social media. But the important thing is that there's, you know, FaceTime options.
Okay, really?
And I do have the power to make sure that certain favored people obtain those passes.
Oh, like who?
Why, I mean, people who I trust, especially people who help me out when I'm in need of, you know, maybe a little bit of information.
Are you talking about me?
Possibly.
And there's almost like he's held the phone away and done like this fangirl like.
But Javi, darling, I am in a bit of a pickle because I am trying to find out some information about my old friend Madonna.
Oh, Madonna, what about Madonna?
I know that since you are a mutual admirer of ours, that you would know, and this is just between us.
Of course.
How close was she to the Camarilla?
Well, I mean, she's not quiet about it, but, you know, I love her for this, and, you know, me and the hot goss, but she's basically vampire royalty. I mean, the name has been passed along for centuries through their bloodline, and, I mean, which, you know, I mean, am I boring you? I'm sorry, I don't want to give you too much information.
I'm just wondering, because obviously, since they've fallen out of favor, and we don't want anything to taint her legacy, don't we?
No, we wouldn't want that at all, but, I mean, she used to perform a lot for their functions when that was a thing. That, I mean, she was a star.
Yes, there's so many stars in the sky. It's just a matter of who shines brightest. But I am curious as to know if she believes in possibly, you know, a resurgence of her old friends.
I think we're going to do a rule about this, because this feels like, even though he's real excited to talk to you,
mm-hmm.
This is still being very, very manipulative. Let's do a manipulation and persuasion roll.
Okay.
And let's say the difficulty is actually 7, just because the Camarilla is kind of a touchy subject, and so he's going to be a little reticent.
And I got 2 successes.
Okay.
Good thing I had 7 dice to roll.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you want the people that hired you and adored you to be back?
We all want that. And I want Madonna to be adored as she deserves. Don't we both want that?
I mean, of course. Absolutely.
But thank you so much, darling, for the information. And I'll make sure Tomas puts in your name for the full VIP experience.
Thank you. Oh my god, thank you.
But just remember, this little chat is between us. I would hate to find out that you were chit-chatting about me behind my back.
I would never. Perish the thought, okay?
Yeah, I would look forward to seeing you again. Click. Yeah. Okay. Well, that is one piece of the puzzle, I suppose. And then I'll just head to the club.
All right. Gotcha.
Before I head to the club, since I'm sending the emails about the permits and all that stuff, it dawns on me, this is all public record. I wonder what permits and stuff are there for the Crypt Club.
Sure. Let's do a roll about it. You just going on and looking at like public record stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Just an intelligence and investigation roll then.
Sweet. 6, 7, and a 9.
6, 7, and 9. Goodness. You are able to dig up that there are permits on file and public record of the Crypt Club. The address, of course. But you find basically like an overarching like company name, like, you know, you obviously have SoCar Company. It's like that. It's sort of the shell company. The shell company name that you come up with is Old Bloods.
And I, as I'm researching, I see this, I say out loud, really, people?
really. As you work for a place called Hellfire.
True. But in my mind, it's less cheesy. Any names coming up, like officers of their corporation or anything like that?
It's obvious somebody has gone through great strides to make sure that names are not publicized. You're not really finding any like specific contact names. You find the names for legal company that they're running a lot of things through. So the name that you're coming up with the most through this legal company is Jerry George Esquire.
All right, cool deal. So with that in hand and my email sent, I'll head to the club.
Okay.
I think, Wes, did you feed yet?
No, I was waiting for everybody else to do their thing before I do my thing.
Okay. Mine's quick as well then, because I'm not hungry, wake up, get out of bed after the whole combo, and I figure out, all right, let's maybe see if I can get a response from, was it Jillianna Soros?
Jillian Soros.
Jillian. I just added the A. Jillian Soros. I want to see if I can contact them and if they're above ground at the moment via the Bruja next.
So you were given their phone number, their contact info by Stuart. So you would actually have to
roll it
or give them a call.
Give them a call. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to send a text first.
Okay.
Just, let's say I was saying, hey, I know Stuart. I'm interested in making a connection.
You get a text message back and it's, I'm not looking for any friends or lovers right now.
Oh, right. This is, I'll just say, I roll my eyes. I'm like, right, of course. I don't have much charisma, I say as I look at my attributes. I'm saying, no, sorry. I know, okay, I'm just like, my name is Trix. I am looking for information. Sorry for making the wrong impression. Yeah, and I guess I'll be like, I'm Bruja. I would assume there's a code word, but I didn't make one up. So,
I don't know that there's really a code word.
Is there a need not to be? Okay, yeah. That's just like, I'm a Bruja sister.
And you get a text message back. What's it worth to you?
I'll say, valid information is truly priceless.
You just get back a dollar sign.
If you're willing to talk, I'm willing to hear your price, because I have no idea how to quantify the information this person has.
It just says call me in the respond text message.
I want to do the call at the club.
Okay.
Yeah, so I give them a time, which I guess will probably be like within less than an hour. I'll call you.
You don't get a response.
Yeah, I didn't expect. All right, and then after that I say hello to my roommates. So last time is Ben playing VR, passed out. Now this time is Tamara, and she's just doing Sudoku and definitely like on her way to falling asleep. It's so late for them. I'm just like, hey, how's it going? We have a little secret handshake, slap high five, finger wiggle. And I'm like, I'm off to work. See you later. I'm assuming she's so tired that she's probably not even going to respond that much, but I swear I have a relationship with these people. I swear.
Fair enough.
Yes. Don't just eat them.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right. And so we're going to hop over then and see what Simon is up to before heading to the club.
So I have Streetwise, Black Market. I'd like to call my contact that I usually get blood through and set up a meet. And then I also want to see if I have anybody I can talk to in the black market who could run down some information for me. So kind of a dual black market kind of night.
Okay. You have dots in that, right?
Yes.
Well, let's roll for your contacts to see if you've got somebody then.
All right. What am I rolling?
Just roll for your contacts, I think.
Okay. Do I add in my Streetwise as well or no?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Difficulty sixes. I mean, if this is people that you're, you know, sort of your Rolodex that you're going through.
Right. Ooh, two tens and a six.
Whoa. Holy shit.
Yeah, I'll take that.
So you know somebody, they only go by Arthur, They don't like to have anything else attached to them, but they are a information broker on the black market.
I contact them in their favorite mode of contact, be it text or call. I'm not sure which one.
It's probably through like a app like a Signal or something where it's, you know, encrypted and secure.
Okay. I have some photos of some people that I'd like to know more information about. Can you do that for me?
And the response back is, you know my price.
Okay.
Because I imagine you've done this before.
Probably.
And Arthur loves cash, but also barters in information. So if you have information that's interesting, we'll also consider a trade.
Okay. I ask him, is there anything in particular you're interested in, any person?
He writes back, hellfire management.
I can definitely help you with that. All right, I'll do it on my end, and I'm sending you the pictures now. I send over the three pictures that I got of the faces.
Okay.
Also, anything that you can find out about crypt management, I will pay extra for that.
And you get back info or cash, question mark.
Let me see how much info I can get you, and if it's not enough, I'll give you cash.
Deal.
All right. Thanks. Have a good night.
No response.
And then I head over to my friend. I had a question. For Hellfire, can we just walk in like it's a bar and we're employees and take a drink?
No, because it's not actually functionally open yet.
Okay, so we don't have a bunch of thin bloods in torpor yet.
Well, you have thin bloods in torpor, but it's basically being, you know, there's still only so much supply and they're being saved for the club opening.
That makes sense. All right. So, yeah, I call my guy. Is there any issue with me getting some blood?
No, this is something you've been doing, so I'm not going to waste time going through that right now. I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah, okay, that's cool.
You guys have enough other stuff to chase right now without me pausing to have you figure out your blood supply.
All right, so I get my drink, and then I head over to the club.
All right, you all arrive at the club. Are you going to connect or?
I would imagine. I mean, I would seek them out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, let's maybe circle up. We can share advances and information that have happened. I definitely might have a informant, though it's going to cost money. But how do you all do?
I found out that Crypt Club is under a shell corporation called, wait for it, Old Bloods.
I see imagination runs deep in them.
Yeah, but I did find out the name of one of their main lawyers.
Oh. And who might that be?
Jerry George.
Is there a chance that any of us would have ever heard of him before? Like, does he have a commercial or something?
I know, right? It's
like... you may have seen a billboard.
I have a lot in politics. Is there a possibility that I've heard of him beyond just a billboard?
I don't think he's like a super well-known,
okay,
connected guy.
Okay, just wanted to know.
Yeah, he's not like the Uber lawyer or something.
No, but he has an 800 number.
Yeah, like totally does have like an 800 number. It's almost suspicious how not a big deal this guy is.
800 call Jer.
Keep quiet. Don't say anything, cops, and call me right away.
I'll be like, oh, okay. Jerry George, huh? Okay. That seems pretty weird. Let's look into that. And I nod at Stuart.
Yeah, he just nods and scribbles a note.
I'm going to say, I have a lead to follow up on. One of our old, and I look at, glance at Stuart, cohorts might have a bead on our guy, Niven. We'll see. And of course, it's going to cost something. But what doesn't these days?
Nothing in life is free, darling.
Well, luckily, we have a bit of a budget for that. But I will definitely let you all know if this is somebody to worry about, at least from our end, security end. And I think that's all I have to share for now.
Josiah walks into the room. Oh, are you having a meeting?
Not really, more of a just informal talk about the stuff we need to get done, the the brief that they gave us with all the different agendas.
Yes, it's nice to see you all working together as a team, making things happen. There was a question, though, that came up from Rafi. And I mean, I assume there was no disrespect meant, but there's an understanding of what person of interest means as a term. But is there something we need to know about that's going on? Is there a red flag is really the question.
Ah, well, yeah, misunderstandings happen for sure in text. Definitely no disrespect intended. I don't think we have anything solid right now, hence why the general language.
Well, is there something I can help with?
Trix is just looking around. She's like, not me.
Well, Josiah, we have added a considerable force to our opening night supply.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I mean, I thought it was a good addition to the club's prestige to have maybe a little bit of a... If someone wanted something with a known vintage, per se.
Oh.
If you would like to sample our new wares, inspect them for yourself.
Oh, I as much as I would love to do that, that's not really in my purview or allowances, but...
I mean, I know you have such a discerning palate.
Well, yeah, I mean, that goes without saying, I think. I mean, look at this team here. This is amazing.
And I give one of those, oh, thank you, Josiah.
Yes, well, remember, my door is always open, and I will let Rafi know about the situation of the supply being added, and that this team, our team, has been taking care of business.
Indeed.
Well, keep up the good work. Scuttles off to go about his business.
So I turn back to the group and I'm like, so when are we telling them about Crypt Club?
I think we keep that to ourselves for as long as possible until we find out more information. In fact, if they find out about it on their own without us saying anything, that might be the best thing.
But if they find out that we knew and didn't say anything...
Well, it's only the five of us, right? If we all keep quiet about it and give ourselves some time to figure out what the landscape is, I think that's a better play. I mean, we could go and tell them, but then all they're going to do is pump us for information and force us to go out and find out what we're going to find out anyway, and they'll use it for their benefit. So it's your call. I'm just here to serve.
I definitely rolled my eyes as he said that. I agree, though, Simon. Let's get a little more information before we present any sort of case to them, because they are going to be so annoying about this. Like, and they're probably going to make us fuck everything up. Let's be real.
Who's the oldest person in management? The oldest vampire, I mean.
That you are aware of in your hierarchy would be Annalise.
Oh, right.
The district manager. Who is currently overseeing some of the San Diego issues.
Right. She's the one who could not smile.
Yes.
And Rafi's the like the club boss.
Right. Yeah, the general manager.
General manager.
He's handsome and mean. That's what I wrote in my notes.
Good looking jerk.
So many are. agree to keep it secret for now. Let's just get more of a beat on Niven at least. Then I whispered, on Niven, because I know that probably there are other ears amongst us. I realize we probably shouldn't just be yelling all the info.
Simon, your phone blips on the app you've been using for your black market contact.
All right. I excuse myself for a moment and go to a quiet corner to take a look at things.
And Arthur has been able to confirm that one of the people that you took a photo of is, in fact, Madonna.
Now, I believe Malice has not said anything at all about Madonna to any of us. So that, to me, is just like...
That's new information for you.
That's new information.
Still working on the other two.
Okay. I get back to him and I tell him everything that I know about Rafi and Annalise. And even a little bit about Josiah. Do you want me to make a roll to see how much information I know about them? Or, like, I let them know that Annalise isn't in town. She's in San Diego.
Do you let them know about the San Diego information and the incident down there?
Yeah. I say, I'm hoping this is worth a lot to you.
It is.
Because I have a feeling that he's working for people in the crypt as well. So that's my guess.
And he messages back, if you want me to open more doors, find out who the head of SOCAR is.
Will do.
And I think that's where we're going to end it for this episode.
Okay.
So thank you, everybody, for tuning in for episode 3 of Unquiet Blood Hellfire. Almost forgot the name of the show that I was GMing just now. However, I have not forgotten my own name. I am and will continue to be Mac Beauvais, your GM. You can find me everywhere online as at Strange Like That, the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebooks, and even TikTok right now. Doing TikTok things. Scary. I don't know. It's whatever. But let's go around and see where everybody else can be found. Let's start with Pooja.
Hi, I am Pooja, and you can find me on Twitter at LA Daisy Girl. That's LADESI Girl, and pretty much all the other socials as Forgotten Saves. If you want to hear me play more TTRPGs, you can catch me on the Happy Jacks RPG podcast or, you know, on the stream. Right now, I am there on Saturday nights playing an actual cat person, assassin-y type, who, you know, emissary of death, that whole thing.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and you can find me on Twitter at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. And you can find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects if you subscribe to the Plate Mail Games catalog through BattleBards.
Hello, I'm Saint or Saint Spider, and you can find me on Twitter just hanging out at Saint Spider TV. So that's at S-A-I-N-T-S-P-I-D-E-R-T-V. Thanks.
Hello, I'm Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on Twitter. You can find the show at 12 Sided Stories, the number 12, and then Sided Stories on Twitter and Instagram. You can also find us on our website, which is 12sidedstories.com, all written out, all one word. You can find us over on Twitch, usually Mondays or Tuesdays nights. If you follow us over there, you'll get updates on when we go live. And also you can find us on Discord. Definitely join us there. It's a lot of fun. Come over, say hi, tell us what you're doing with your games and what you like about the show and ask questions. We love to hear from you. Finally, if you'd like to help out the show, you could follow us over on Patreon, subscribe over there, or on Ko-fi. To get cool things like early access to shows, or you can also give us a shout out or give us a review on your favorite platform. Thank you so much, Mac, for running, and we will see you next week for more Unquiet Blood Hellfire. Bye, everybody.